Dave Portnoy demands FBI investigate Washington Commanders after $370,000 parlay loss. By Warner Todd Houston on December 30, 2024. Barstool Sports chief Dave Portnoy is calling for an FBI investigation into the Washington Commanders after a heartbreaking $370,000 parlay loss during Sunday's NFL games. Portnoy told his followers on social media that he made a bold bet and took the odds that Jonathan Taylor of the Indianapolis Colts would score two or more touchdowns. Then Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Kenny Pickett would score. And so would the Commanders' Brian Robinson Jr., the Daily Mail reported. With odds at plus 3,629, Portnoy would have won $370,000 on his bet of $10,000 if all three players scored as predicted. Portnoy's day started well when both Taylor and Pickett delivered. However, despite repeated opportunities to clinch it for Portnoy, Robinson Jr. never crossed into the end zone to deliver a single touchdown on Sunday. Robinson went for 60 yards on 13 carries and 9 yards on 2 receptions. Yet still never scored, even as the Commanders came back for a 30-24 win in overtime. Portnoy posted a video of himself falling to the floor in shock and disbelief as Robinson failed to deliver. Portnoy went on a rant after the loss and called for an all-out investigation, implying that Robinson was slacking on purpose. Rodriguez has 5 FCK and carries the whole season. Robinson is perfectly FCK-ing healthy, smiling on the sidelines, and we are giving it to this FCK-ing guy? I want a federal investigation. I want FCK-ing everyone in Washington investigated. I want DraftKings investigated. I want Robinson investigated, he ranted. I want everyone with the FCK-ing pulse, in-house, out-house, park-house, investigated. What the FCK was that? Live reaction of needing 1 yard to win 370K and not getting the yard. Hashtag DK partner hashtag end zone crown pick dot twitter.com/5FNW6K4J1T. Dave Portnoy, at Stuhl Presidente, December 30, 2024. He went on to post a slew of posts advising the Commanders to throw Robinson off the team. If Brian Robinson Jr. isn't in the game on this play, they should cut his ass. Dave Portnoy, at Stuhl Presidente, December 30, 2024. Cut his ass pick.twitter.com/9z6colqbnl. Dave Portnoy, at Stuhl Presidente, December 30, 2024. The sports website chief has jokingly referred to himself as a degenerate gambler in the past and has routinely made high-dollar bets on sports, though he also admitted he has been on a dry spell and hasn't won for a while. For instance, he bet that Caitlin Clark's Indiana Fever would win the WNBA title in August but lost his $100,000 bet when the Fever went down in its first playoff game. He also lost a $1 million bet that the Oilers would win hockey's Stanley Cup. He also lost $200,000 when he bet Alabama would win the college football national championship, but they didn't even make it to the 12-team playoffs. On the other hand, he won $1.1 million when he bet the Celtics would win the NBA championships and $1.65 million when he predicted that pro golfer Scottie Scheffler would win the Masters. Despite Sunday's frustrating loss, Portnoy posted another video pledging to battle on and talking about the latest big bet he placed. We don't quit in this household. Hashtag DK partner hashtag sportsbook. Do not bet this and expect to win. Pick.twitter.com/HiCosmWuto. Dave Portnoy, at Stuhl Presidente, December 30, 2024. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.